Okay, so it's officially, we're officially on Daf Gimel and Beitza. The Chabur is on the topic of Muktzah and Safek Muktzah, and it kind of spans the first three Daf. So it really starts from the first Mishnah. First Mishnah says, Beitza Shinol de Biyantif, Beishamai Om Tocha, Beishilo Om Lo Tacho. So Beishamai says that it's Mutter, Beishilo says that you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara goes on to give four explanations. One of them is that they're arguing about Muktzah. One of them is that they're arguing about Chana Derabah. Then the last two that they're arguing about Zeras of Mashkenshes. But we'll get back to those. So Tosas, the first Tosas in the Masech, they asked the following question: Tomar Milo Tana Osir Numatirin. Why does it say Tocha and Lotocha? Why doesn't it just say Asir and Mutter? V'chitema Osir and Mashmasha Asir LaOlam say Eino Darmin LaKaman. A functional would be on top usher behind a biyomo. It wouldn't mean that it's usher forever. It would only mean it's usher on Shabbos, because we find the term usher that it just means it's usher for that day. Fine. So the point is that usher doesn't mean it's an internal usher. It could also mean usher by that day. So once again, why in the Mishnah does not say usher? Why is it focusing on the eating it? The Yishama Diyavatana usher on my team, and if it would have said usher mutter, you see, Omer Shemash Matirin Abetu Haina Lataltal. I would have thought that what's we're matzah the beta only until bachila aser. Bachila is more chamor, and we would have asered. Bahachi amrina, and this is by this gemara later on, a chavdalad, which is a case of a suffix muk. So if you find an animal or a fish in this case that you're not sure whether it was set aside before you enter, nachri echoshe v'dagim v'neirim gamliyah v'amim mutarim. Gamliyah said it's mutter. El Shane wrote to the Kali Man of Masik, my mutarm the Taltava Bachila Shuman. The Gemara splits between Tiltal and Achila. So the Gemara says it's Mutter the Taltal, but Achila's Usher. So if it would have just said Usher and Mutter, I would have said that it would only be Matir Tiltal, and it would be Usher Achila. So we see over here that Achila, the eating something that's Muktzah, is more Chamor than Mutaltal Muktzah. So the first question is, what exactly is that difference? Why should there be a difference between Achila and Tiltal? The second question in general is that if you look at that Gemara, what is the din by Safek? So that Gemara has a split, which we'll, I guess, look more later on, by Safek Muktzah. So why should the din be Safek Muktzah, be Mutter for Tiltal and Asr b'Achila? And this also has a lot to do with Daf Gimel, because of the Gemara, at the end of listing all the four reasons, the Gemara has a kasha in the four reasons. The Gemara says Echa Beitza. I have this Gemara later on. I'm not good at Echa Beitza Shanolda B'Shabbos Sveika Asura. A Safek is Asur. And the Gemara says Bishloma. That's good. According to the reason of Rabba, because Rabba says Tachana, and Tachana is a Safek Daraisa. Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak, that they give both the cases of Gzeras. Why should it be Sveik Asura? Should be Safek Darabanan Lekula. So this has kind of to do with what Ari spoke about last time, the Rishonim are bothered. What happened to Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman was the sheet who says they're arguing about Muktzah. So we know there were four opinions that explained the Mishnah, and the Gemara only addresses three. The Gemara says it's good according to Rabba, says Sveik Asura, who says Achana Darabba. It's good why it's Sveik Asura, because it's Safek Daraisa Lechubra, because Achana Darabba is definitely either, Gemara quotes a pasuk for it, either it's an Asmachta Daraisa, or it's definitely rooted in Daraisa. But the two opinions that say Gzera, that's fine. But the Gemara doesn't address Muktzah. So the Rashba, who will address, I brought in here, the Rashba just says, yeah, that's because Muktzah was already knocked off. The Gemara already had a kasha on Muktzah. The Gemara didn't like the lashon. She said hiu beit sasa. So once Muktzah was knocked off, then we go on to the other three opinions. But really, in Achanami, that the same kasha would be by Muktzah, because Muktzah is only dinder rabbanon. And the Gemara should have asked, why are we saying Sveik Asura? Why don't we talk about Muktzah? Muktzah is also a question, because Muktzah should be Safek Darabanan Lekula. But the Tosas Yeshanim on the side of the page says Aval Rav Nachman Lo Paruch. The Muktzah Chamira Vahavi Kain Daraisa. Muktzah is Kain Daraisa, and therefore it's Safek Lechumra. And he quotes the Gemara later on Chavdal and Rebbeis. So it seems to be an issue about what's it then by Safek Muktzah. The Tosas Yishanim says it's Muktzah Havi Kain Daraisa. It's Kain Daraisa. The Rashba, seemingly not that way, seemingly says that it should fall into the same kasha, and the Gemara ends up answering with Davar Shishon Latir. I'll kind of get more into the structure later, but I guess the question really is what is it then by Safek Muktzah? Has it fit into the plans of the Gemara and Gimel, as well as the Gemara that Tosas quoted? So I guess for some background, I just wanted to go over some of the sources of Muktzah and see the where it came from, Daraisa or Darabanan, and also what the split would be between Achila and Tiltal. So the, I guess we'll start with the Rambam, even though probably should start with the Gemara, but we'll get to the Gemara later. So the Rambam quotes a couple of reasons. Asher chom l'taltam l'tzastorim b'shabas k'derek sh'os b'chol b'neim na nagel b'rishar zeh mam is yirin nevim etu se hukum k'lokos b'lo sichas shabas k'sichas hoshin abadar v'kabach hamach l'yit tiltal b'shabas k'tiltal 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 Kadesh lo yet kayom chol be'ain of yovo lagbia v'tachin kev mipin lepino v'bais l'bais l'tziyam anon ki yotzeben sh'arei bat v'yosh v'besev v'vachish davash yisaseh po v'nitzu shol shabbos v'bat al tam shem v'tol l'man yinu akram gives a whole like nice philosophy and says that the Torah wanted to set aside that you could really, if there was no din of muktzah, you could really go through your everyday life, but the loss of muktzah kind of is what set aside Shabbos from the rest of the week. And then, strange Rambam, because it normally doesn't, if he has a separate halacha. But, another reason, it's exactly that he might come to Malacha, So we only allow tiltal for things that are needed and not things that are not needed. So the Ravid asked the question that everyone's bothering me. Right, Amar Avram, Od Amru Atu Tiltal Av Tzorach HaTohu. The Gemara in Shabbos, which quote later on, says that tiltal is the tzorach, that tiltal is this gzir atu hotza, that if you're found carrying kalim a bunch of times, then you're gonna end up walking them outside. If you walk them outside, that's a gzera, that's an isra darai, sevotza. Therefore, we don't want you carrying kalim because it's a gzera atu hotza. But oh, number being the chamia ben chak v'nish nemishazush amr shulshakim ketan mitalon al shulchan mechiv hotza so betotu mash asr shu gerer lahotza. So it seemed to be gerer lahotza. The Magid Mishnah dealing with trying to answer the Ravid's question. Rabbeinu Kasev Bekan Taim Nechonim Oon Ba'Israel Toto V'Nisker B'Gemara V'Asogos Hisker Ravid Tam Achne Keder Hotza K'mosh Kasev B'Gemara B'Kol Kim Atu Toto Lav Tzor Chotza Bit Mi'a V'Lo Hisker B'Nu Tam Zeh L'Fisha. So he quotes two reasons. L'Fisha Afa Pisha B'Tzkilu Nesra Toto B'Nei Keder Hotza, even though originally it was for Otsa, B'mei Nechamia Ben Chaklit, Shalom Yunisarim Ba'Otsa, Acha Chitiru Tzas Kelim, we were matir later on, Kimuska B'Gemar, V'Nesra, Ashab Ne'e Tam Shekas V'Bein. The Gemara ends up saying that they ended up becoming more on top of carrying things, and therefore they were matir some Kelim, and all the Rambam is saying is adding it in that that those other Kelim are Usher for these other reasons. U'mash Kasav Otsa Tzotza Lav Tzor Chatzar, Ratzalom Ki Yisiba Rishona, last or tilted they get out of alpha piece of butt on the butt like zero. Everything should be his time. It was a harsh blow machine. Some time after many years. Basically, accepts that reason either that reason doesn't apply anymore. So in general, though, that is seemingly zero atu otsa. I guess I kind of already quoted this, but the Gemara in Shabbos that atu tilted lav tzoruch otsa. That the Gemara basically has a there's a steer about whether carrying is allowed or not. Vatam Hashim Peres Dech Haruba Lo B'Shabbos. And then the Amar Papa Lo Kasha B'Shamay HaBeisel Vatam B'Shamay Amar Ein Motzin Es HaKatam Es HaLulav. B'Shamay says you're not allowed to do Tiltul B'Shamay Matira Ein Motzin Es HaBeisel HaTza Tiltul Mishmaslu. So we see that B'Shamay Asered Hotza. One sec. We see that they asked Otsa, we see that they matir Otsa. Where did they see they matir Tiltal? And then the Gemara says Tiltal gufala mishum Otsa. The only reason why you would be matir, the only reason why you would osir Tiltal is if you asked Otsa. But once you're matir Otsa, there's no reason to asir Tiltal anymore. That's kind of what the Ritva adds in lav mishum Otsa. Here's the Kol Tum Shalshakom Hainu Kti Lasos Geder Otsa Shabbos. So the Ritva says that tiltal is just a getter for hotza. So basically, according to all the sources we've seen up until now, that mukta is really only a gzera, either a gzera atu hotza or the ram, which the ram probably accepts, or the other reasons that the ramon quoted. The first source that kind of brings in the fact that Mukta has Torah sources is really is Rashi and Beitza at that base on a base. So Rashi says in the sugi of Hakana de Rabba, Hakana de Rabba is that Yontav after a Shabbos, and Rabba holds that the stuff can't be prepared on Shabbos, has to be prepared by Yom Chol, because you need Hakana for Chol. Achana for Chol to Yantif. So and Rashi says Latame Damarab Sakam Biyaf Mehaka Muktzah Daraisa. So it has to be set aside on the day before for Yantif, and Rashi seems to say that quotes the Gemara Pesachim that Muktzah is Daraisa from the pasuk of Vechinu Es Hashem Yavinu Zminu Kigon Mikan Liochal LeMachar Dimushim Achana Biyadayim. So you have to prepare the meal before Chol. So the Tosas in so Rashi learned from the Gemara Pesachim that Muktzah is Daraisa. The Tosas in Erevin, we'll just come back to the Gemara in a sec. Tosas in Erevin says Rashi Pirish Beitzel Derabba Tamei De Amar Alibi Be'elo Over De Muktzah De Raisa Mehe Krav Baloni here. So Tosas doesn't like Rashi. Vod Mashma Hasim De Hadarbe. So the Tosas says that it's Mashma from the Gemara in Pesachim that the Gemara retracted on the fact that Muktzah is De Raisa. So what does that mean? So we'll see this Gemara in Pesachim is really, it's interesting. There's two different Maskanas you can make on it. So the Gemara has a case where you do something wrong, they're counting up the lavim. So Esvei Abaye, Hamavasho Gidanasha Bechalav Biyantiv V'Achlo. So you cook Gidanasha in the Chalav Biyantiv V'Achlo Loka Chamesh. You get 5 sets of makas. Loka Mishum Mavasho Gid Biyantiv V'Loka Mishum Ochal Gid V'Loka Mishum Mavasho Basu Bechalav V'Loka Mishum Ochal Basu Bechalav V'Loka Mishum Avara. So V'Yamina Ho'il, if you say Ho'il that once Havar is mutter l'tzorcho Ochonefesh, it's mutter for all other cases of using fire. Havar lo l'chayv, you shouldn't be chayv for cooking this case. This case is not Ochonefesh because it's tray food. Hold the chazi l'tzorcho. Amulei apik Havar v'ayel gedanasha. Fine, so Havar is not the fifth one. Bringing gedanasha is on the vela. So the case it's in the vela. But Vatani Rabbi Chia Lokenstein Malki also. If it was Nevela, then there would be 3 for eating. So that doesn't work either. So says, what's the fifth case? That would be that you use Atse Mukta, and Mukta is Daraisa. So this is where Rashi was getting that the Gemara here seems to say that the fifth Isser would be Mukta. Mukta is Daraisa, and the Lav would be based on Los Sasa Komalacha. So the Gemara has 2 kashas on this premise. So if you bring a sheep from far away, so the sheep is a sheep shall mukta, and you shakt on yantiv, what's the din? So the case, the carbonists have to be brought for something that's mutter for a Jew. Mikanam intervene sakam in atavo. Yachol lo yavi mina mukta. Matav miyuchad sheyoser gufo garmla. Af kol sheiser gufo garmla. Yatsa mukta shein iser gufo garmla. El iser davar acher garmla. So the Gemara is saying that by that can you bring mukta for a carbon? The Gemara says yes, because you can't bring, even though that it's not mutter for a Jew to eat. It's not iser she gufo garmla. Tevel is something that's gufo shel iser. Mukta is kind of first run, whatever, we'll say Isser Gavra, it's kind of Isser Raviolai, the thing itself is not a Chavtza Shal Isser. So the Gemara says, Ela Isser Darachgol, V'yamat Isser Mukta Daraisa, so if you want to say Mukta Daraisa, Mali Isser Gufa, Mali Isser Darach, who cares what the nature of the Isser is? It's still not Mutter for a Jew, and therefore if it's not Mutter for a Jew, you shouldn't be allowed to bring it as a carbon, and therefore, and therefore it shouldn't be allowed. So you see from here that Muktzah is not Daraisa. From the fact that the Gemara was Machalik between Tevel and Muktzah, and Muktzah you're allowed to bring as a carbon, you see that Muktzah is not Daraisa. But so that's Kasha number one, on the premise that Muktzah is the fifth Lav. Because you see that Muktzah is not Daraisa, because the Gemara is Machalik from Tevel, that Tevel's Aser and Muktzah is Mutter, because of a lambda shechilik of a iser gufa garmlo, and if it was all daraisa, then you wouldn't make that split. But oda atu da amr chilik malachos shabbos being chilik malachos yantiv. And another kasha is that we already counted cooking on yantiv, and we don't hold the chilik malachos on yantiv, and therefore you wouldn't be able to count cooking and muktzah. So there are two separate kashas. Fine. So yeah, so right. So Tosa said that's Tosa's point. Tosa's point, the Gemara retracted on the fact that Muktzah is Doraisa. So, from these two kashas. So, what can we say for Rashi? So, there's really two approaches taken. One of them, I apologize, Ari being my shliach, cut off the correct source. But I said the wrong source. The Shita Mikubetzis in Beitza, asks this question on Rashi, and he goes on to answer it. I only give you the question, I'll give you the answer. So we'll start with the question.
Right.
Fine. That's kind of one to give a kind of the Rav. So I'll read you the answer that he gives inside. Very interesting answer. So the Rashba says, going on that same Rashba, says I don't think that's such a strong question. The fact that Rava was closer from Atzei Muktzah end up the fifth lav end up being Atzei Hashira. Hainu mishum kushna shniya shehikshalo abaye. So the Rashba says that the main kasha in the Gemara and Pesachim was really the second question. If you just would had asked the first question, maybe minamuktzah, you're allowed to bring from muktzah, even though muktzah is the raisha mishum d'tzivim mashki yisrael minamutali yisrael v'lo imit elatevel v'domelo sheisra gufo garamlo. So he's saying that really the Gemara didn't bother. The Gemara could have easily answered the first question. The Gemara didn't bother because the second question was the main question. The first question you could have answered. Yet the Gemara says that once it's Doraisa, there's no chiluk between Isra Gufo Garamlo and not Isra Gufo Garamlo. He says, yeah, you could have easily answered that question because Tevel. I'm kind of adding this in there, but Tevel is a chafta shel Isra, and that's why it can't be brought as a carbon. Muktzah, the chafta itself is not isura. There's an isra that kind of steps on that, and therefore you might have had the Gemara could have answered that in achinami you would be able to bring that as a carbon, even though it is an isra daraisa, because it would not be a violation of minamutter liyisrael, because really the chafta is mutter. It's only an isra muktzah that kind of sticks on top of that, so the Gemara didn't bother answering that question because the second question was more of a fatal question. So really, the Rashi was basically saying that Ein Hachanami, that Rashi could have read the Gemara, that the Gemara, Ein Hachanami never retracted from Muktzah Daraisa, and could have learned from this Gemara that Muktzah is Daraisa from the Pasuk of Echino Sashiri of you. Is that clear? Anyway. Yeah, so that's kind of approach number one, that Rashi kind of holds Muktzah Daraisa really all the way through. The second approach, it's going to take us back to the first Tosos that we quoted, is the approach of the Chasam Sofer. So the Lava Achorim, take this one. This was the one I most access to. So the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, it's also in Beitza as well. Notice in the place of a Farshah Shechshu May Ashash to come until the Durabananu Rabbis Rileachana Daraisa. So the people ask from the fact that we saw that Muktzah has all these sources in the fact that it's Durabanan, but Rabba holds, and they ask that Rabba holds Muktzah is Daraisa. Kind of the question we were asking on Rashi. Also, Farshim Stuvim Veinam Farshim Lechol Muktzah Hu Isser Daraisa. Achilas Muktzah is an Isser Daraisa. Dabai Achana Achilas Shabbos Yantiv. Aval Tata Davar Sheiner Roy Gzeres Nechemim Nechakle Himishim Hotza. Viyish Omer Baaser Achilas Nami Daraisa Lo Shemati Beolam. So he's saying that there's a split, that achilas, eating mukta, is more chamer than tilta mukta. Eating mukta would be a din daraisa. Tilta mukta is a gzera atu hotza, like the Gemara in Shabbos. So that's kind of, they're two separate Gemaras. So that would be the answer. Second.
And as mukta day rice, that the Gemara says he needed al sachana de rabba, hechinos esho yaviu.
Right.
It's only if you want to eat something that was not
right.
Muchan, that's awesome in the rice.
Right.
Even be metaltal, your camera on Shabbos, bechulu, that tilta mukta is a gzera, he says from the gzera to the chemin mechakilah.
Right, so in Achanam, when the Gemara was retracted in Pesachim, that was by and the Gemara really in Pesachim was handling what this case that you're using mukta. Is that going to be like eating mukta because you're using it up, or is that like tiltal? And therefore the Gemara ends up saying that no, that using mukta is a din d'rabbanan. But that never got rid of Rashi's premise that eating mukta is a din d'raisa. And that's why Chana d'Rava Rashi quotes the din of mukta d'raisa.
In using mukta, you're saying that achila doesn't mean ishtamsh.
Correct.
It's two separate things.
Correct. That's the way the Chassam Sofer started. At least in the Maskana, that was kind of the hop. That was kind
he's
of.
He's not dealing with that question, is he? Does he here? He doesn't deal with that question.
I'm saying that, but that's how he learns the Gemara. He's saying that.
All he's saying is there's a difference between achilas mukta and tiltu mukta.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Except it doesn't say that achilas mukta and ishtamshus mukta are not one thing.
Right.
You're saying that, I'm hearing. But
correct, yeah, I guess I'm...
That's a jump from what was
said. Well, I guess I'm saying that he wouldn't accept... that's the way to answer Rashi from this Gemara in Pesachim.
What?
I mean, if you don't accept that shtickle from the Rashba, then that's how you would answer the Rashi from the Gemara in Pesachim.
What's the Akhavita between Shtamshah
and we'll get there in a second. It was kind of like I guess we'll get there in a second. Similarly, another riot to this. You saw the Achron quote this Rashi on Daf Dal on Amud Beis. I'm not doing next week's Shabura, but the Gemara has a case of Eitzim Shenashu Min Adekel Tocha Tanur, that Eitzim fall into an oven. So the Gemara says you're allowed to be basically add in heter, so the eitzim are mukta, so you're allowed to add on eitzim shel heter and be mevatel isra l'ketchila and then burn it as fire. So the Gemara says, I v'hal kamahapech bi isura, but you're touching mukta, kimin deruba de'atera ninu kimahapech be'atera kamahapech. Most of it's heter wood, and therefore you're not touching the mukta. I will come mevatel isra lechatchila. It's not mevatel in isra lechatchila. You now be mevatel the atzei mukta. Hani mili be daraisa. That's only mevatel isra lechatchila is a problem by isra daraisa. But the rabbanon, but atzei mukta are only the rabbanon mevatlin. So you can be mevatel. So what does Rashi say? Keep going mukta dahacha. So the diik is if what's dahacha? So obviously he held that there's this mukta is darabanan when it's only being metalta mukta, but there's another type of mukta that's daraisa, and that would be kind of in line with what the Chassam Sofer is explaining, that there's another type of mukta like achilas mukta that would be daraisa.
So that your point here that achilas and ishtamshas are different. That's what you're saying. This is ishtamshas, not total.
Right. Correct.
So you see that you say
the Chavis
din is only on achilas.
Right.
Because there was talking about food over there in the pasuk. Bechina is asher yaviv as we make in asher chateifu oivu asher yivashel vayshelu.
Right.
But ishtamshus, that would be the same din as tilkul.
Because of chutzah.
Because of chutzah, because of Rambam's reason.
But right here, but if you're saying it's because of chutzah, that has ishtamshus, why is ishtamshus, you know.
Well, why should it be gozer like that?
Here. Okay.
And there's another opinion, though we don't accept this, is that there's an opinion that kind of, that in the Gemara and Shabbos on Kufkaf Chas, that...
And you're saying that Hachonah the Rabbah only applies to food.
Correct.
Is that correct? Hachonah the Rabbah only applies to food. Food as opposed to consumption. Right. That's true. I think by Tchumim, if the Gemara brings up the issue of Ishtamsh, of Hachana the Rabbah there in Maryland. By Erev Tchumim.
So then that also is in line. This split between Achila and Tilta is in line with this the opinion of the Gemara and Shabbos. So that Rav Huna says it's mutter l'tatzel b'Shabbos. While Rav Huna talmud to Rava, Rav Huna holds a mukzah. The Gemara says that he only holds b'achila b'mukzah l'achila shavu l'karbi b'mukzah l'tatzel shavu l'karbi shimon. And he kind of splits by dine mukzah by achila. He holds that there is a problem with mukzah by tatzel not. It kind of stems that you see that there is a split between achila and tilta. So that kind of, just to take back to what we started with, so the first Tosfos in the Masechta said that the reason why the Mishnah said that that had to say tochal, not tochal, because, and why didn't just say usser and mutter? Because if it would have said usser, if it would have said mutter, I would have thought that it was only mutter l'taltel, but it would still be usser b'achila, because you see that achila has a more chamor aspect of mukta, either because it's daraisa or for another reason, or for other reasons. Stick with the rice for now, and that's why I had to say tochal, not tochal. So just to get a little more into what the Gemara that Tosfos quotes there, Tosfos quotes the Gemara on Chaf Dalet. So the Gemara on Chaf Dalet says, which I should have brought later on. Yeah, so the Gemara on Chaf Dalet, we'll go to the next page, says that Mitzudas Chayv Of V'Dagim Sha'asa Me'erev Yantiv Lo Yitamayin V'Yantiv Em Ki Nodea Shenitzodu Me'erev Yantiv. So you have to know that they were captured on Erev Yontif. He said they were mutter. But in the case of things that you weren't sure that they were caught Erev Yontif, a case of a safek muhan. So Rabbi Gamliel says it's mutter. So he's just go to the second of Amram Mutar, him Mutarim Lemai, Rav Amram Mutarim Lekabel, Levi Over Mutarim Baachila. So Rav says that they're only Mutar Lekabel, but Levi says, and Rashi says Letaltal on that. Lekabel means just for tiltal.
No, right.
What?
Right.
Yeah. So Levi says Mutar Baachila. You're even allowed to eat it. I just include the next part of the Gemara because I thought that was interesting.
So Rav is the Shitafi, just quoted it.
Right. I'm Rav, only while you know other atzim of Yisrael, I feel Shachas, you shouldn't leave the base merchant even 1 minute. The Anav Alevi, Avinu Kameh, the Rav, the Rebbe, Ki Amar La Hashmaita, Be'orta, Amar Mutarim Bachila, B'tzafar Amar Mutarim L'Kabel. So he said, Mutar Bachila at night, and then he retracted in the morning, Anav Dehavim, Majosha Hadribi. So I was there in the morning, so I changed my sheet to Levi, didn't change the sheet there. Anyways, I guess some muster out of that. So the question really is, so in this case, this is a case of a, so by Safek Mukta, so Levi says Mutter, and it's in the Shita of, Levi says it's Mutter Bachila, but it's Usser and Tiltal, and Rav says it's even Mutter and Tiltal. So what is the Shita of Levi and the Shita of Rav Gamliel says Safek Mukhan is Mutter and Achila and Usser and Tiltal. So the easiest way to learn is if you go if you go with the Chasam Sefer's approach in Rashi, very simply, that what do we say? That Achila is an Isser Daraisa. So Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, Safek Darabanan L'Kula. And that would be a very nice split between Achila and Tilta. It would be a very easy pshat in the Gemara. So that's kind of, the Meiri addresses this, the Meiri kind of says that. Interesting, Meiri. Meiri Nechlu M'dayt Elom Mutar L'Kabel Ratzalom B'Tilta V'lo She'etem B'Achila O Shema Af B'Achila. Is it also Mutar N'Achila? Ela Shalini P'sak Ein Lano. So really we posken that it's always us across the board. Avalin Bior near min asugi dafka the kabal tier below Bachil, El Shalach Bakal Safik Mukash Asterbol Saftavar Shekhilasu, Asur El Aftatul As Afish Safik Shor Hopeful Bh Bachilasu Safik Torah, Shema Mitoch Tiltulo Yavo Laochlo. So he's saying that the reason why Safik Tiltul is Aser is because you might end up eating it. So by Achila, there's a Safek Torah. By Tilta, the only reason why it's Aser is because you may end up eating it. So that's why we pass that all Safek Mukhan is Aser. But really, be so that really the split makes the split of Levi makes sense that Safek Achila should be Aser because it's Safek Daraisa, and Safek Tilta should be Mut because it's only Safek Darabana.
So you're saying it's Safek Tilta, right? Koyt Rabbi Yeshua. Koyt Tanakam. You don't have time to
go. No, I do.
That Suffolk, she's saying that Suffolk Tiltal is Usher, according to Yeshua, Otu Suffolk, Otu Achil, right?
Right.
So why in general, when you quote the Gemara on Shabbos is say that tiltul is usher because of hotzah. You say that tiltul is usher because you may come to eat muktzah in cases where there's eating. So you say it's only in cases where there's eating.
Right.
And
no,
everywhere
not,
else.
Not
you're saying, you're saying that there's two types of the halach, you're saying there's two types of tiltul. There's tiltul that might bring to eating, right? And we're machmir by that. And there's tiltul that's still exerted there above. And by that,
right,
you would say you'd be maker.
Right.
That's what you mean,
Mechavi. Yeah.
Some Rishon says that. I don't know. I'm going to find it out. As I was saying it, I realized that.
So and then he says something else here, which I'll be honest, I don't 100% understand. But va'afadas omer mukta derabanan af ba'achila. So even those who say that that mukta derabanan even for eating it, pamim shahochem biyikiyotze be'elu lahachmir. Sometimes by suffering derabanan, we do go lachumra lefi masha davar karv lovely day iser.
No, that's the sheet of the Ramban here.
Right, I just don't know. So he's basically saying that really maybe all mukta derabanan. But we still go, the Maggid of Ram also quotes this, but we still go Lachomer because certain types of Durabanas we go Lachomer.
No, because it's the Ramban, the Rashba,
right.
all types of.
No.
They, go ahead.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure. I'll tell you what my question was.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure is how we learned. I wasn't sure what he was doing with the split between Achil and Tiltul.
Because what he's saying is that by. No, but that all may apply. But he's saying that here you're dealing with the case of Tzedo. So that you're working on the assumption totally that the whole Isser is one of Mukta, right? But the Ramban says that there's another issue here. That other issue is that if we allow you to use something that was Memela Tzad, then you'll come to really do Tzad. So it's only in those cases that have that Memela Malacha that we're Machmir, right? And that's why we're Machmir in these cases.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we're only Machmir because of that. If this was just a case of Mukta, then we would say Safek Derabanan Lekula, because all Muktas Derabanan, period.
Right. Okay, so.
But we don't pass Kenan Weil Aloch, I don't think it's important in Shulchan Aruch, but that is what the Ramban, the Ramban and Rashban will hold on this issue.
Right.
That Seid is unique.
So the Shulchan Aruch brings down there's two halachas over here. A safek tzeda is asur in the first halacha, and the second halacha is but safek mukhan anyantav sheni is mutter because it's a svek sveka. So it's one, it's a safek mukhan. Two, the whole yantav sheni is only a safek, which we'll try to come back to that big time. So on the first din of safek tzeda is asur. The Maggid Avraham quotes afagav de kaimelan sveka derabanan lekula hacha asur mishum davar sheyesh matirin. The first reason of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, which is really what the Gemara says in Daf Dalet, that Safek Mukta is seemingly us because of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Or Mishum Sharotzo Kam Lahakmi Davar Seir. Or he quotes the second reason of the Meiri, that the Kama wanted to be Machmir in this case. And Morcha Yevamos, maybe Kama Sveikos Rabban Lachomer Lachain in the Damo Zulazu. So the point is that, so at the end of the day, so what's the split between Achila and Tiltul? So there's really, the first approach is the approach of the Chasam Sofer and the Meiri, kind of that one's Doraisa and one's Darabana. And the second though, Din, is the Maggid Avraham quotes that possibly the reason why Safek Mukta is Lechomer because of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So the question is though, why would there be a split between Achila and Tiltul by Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? If you're learning that the reason why Safek Mukta is us because Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, so why should there be a split between eating it and using it?
There isn't a split.
What?
There isn't a split.
So how do you learn the Gemara then?
The Gemara is talking about Rabbi Gamliel. You're assuming now that Rabbi Gamliel also holds Davar Sheyesh. All it's saying is that Rabbi Yeshua asks the whole business. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. You get into Rabbi Gamliel, he makes chilukim, he's not invoking Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So now you have chilukim. We're talking halacha here. This is Shulchan Aruch. No more Rabbi Gamliel. He's gone.
It's probably not a tzlach on the Gemara.
I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just telling you what I think.
Here he's talking about achila.
By
right? This case. Avagabi Kaila said Rabban Lakula. Do you want to eat it? This is what's the case? Suffic Tayda, meaning am I allowed to eat this?
Right.
So that he's saying, because Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin.
Right. You say in the Maggid Avraham or in the Gemara?
In the Maggid Avraham.
Right. So
but it's also Rabbi Bielfeld saying is right. What I'm saying is right. Is that we're not making a chiluk between tiltul and achiluk because we pass it like Rabbi Yoshua who doesn't make such a chiluk.
Right.
He holds like you're saying. If you want to hold that otu, that you come did it. So the tiltul is also aser. So now it's a davar sheish batirin. So if it's aser, it's both the tiltul, like they say, Hillel holds by the beit shel the Yom Tov and bachila, because of davar sheish batirin.
Right. I guess the question would be then that if you hold that there's a split between achila and tiltul, are you forced to say that you're forced to learn that. That opinion held that one Safi Torah is Lachum and one Safi Torah Rabbanan Lachul, you can't have a Davar Sheish Matirin in that Gemara. That's kind of what you're saying, right?
Why not?
You're saying that you can't have a split between in Davar Sheish between Achil and Tultul, then it would Asher it across the board, right? Right, okay, so I mean, that's that one of the Tzlach definitely didn't learn that way. I guess we'll save it the Tzlach. It's an interesting point in general. And then so just to Chazer, Davar Sheish Matirin is basically a Dinder Rabbanan that really we would say Bittul. But Motzei Davar Sheish HaMatirin, why? Because Rashi says the reason for Davar Sheish HaMatirin is that why rely on a suffix now? I could just eat it beheter after Shabbos, after Yom Kippur. The Taz quotes the Ran, who has a more of a fancier approach, that says that kind of a whole lumdus in Bithel that there's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that says min mimino eino batel, that two different types of blood that are both one's usher, one's heter, that's not batel. And the Chum argues on that, but the Ron explains that the logic behind Rabbi Yehuda is that you need some type of clash to create bittel. And blood, there's no clash involved. The Chum hold that there is bittel there because there's the one's usher, one's isser, and one's heter, and that creates the clash. So, if I'm going too fast here, sorry. Comes Davar Sheish HaMatirin and says, no, that really, Muktzah, even though it's a Davar Isser today, it really is the Yisod of Davar Shel Hetter, because you could just wait till after Shabbos or after Yom Tov, and it would be Mutter. And therefore, Davar Sheish HaMatirin is not Batel. So, because there's no clash, because one's a Davar Hetter, and the other one's a Davar Hetter. But what comes out of the Ron also, which is out of Gemara's, is that a min v'she'eno mino, davar sheish matirin would be batal, because there is a clash in the fact that there are different objects. So we only say davar sheish matirin by min v'mino, because there's no clash als the object, because it's min v'mino, it's all the same thing. And there's no clash als the isser v'heter, because one's heter, and the other one's heter, because even though it's usher now, it's really heter after Shabbos. So the nafkamina, the prima gunna quotes a nafkamina, beit asol treifus and olda b'yantiv. So it's a treif egg on yantiv. So the question is, and it becomes batel. So are you allowed to eat? Are you allowed to eat the mixture now? So else the iser treif is never going to become mutter, but the iser muktza will become mutter. So the prima gunna says like this: that according to Rashi, that says acha tochlana beiser tochlana beheter, it's you could gain something by waiting till after Shabbos, because you're gonna you could get rid of one of these surim, and therefore why eat it today when you're over two surim? Wait till after Shabbos when there's only one isur on the egg. According to the Ron, either way you look at it, whether two isurim, one isurim, it still remains a dvar shel isur, and therefore there is enough of a clash to create bittel. Kind of a fancy nafkamina there, but The Rav Elchanan explains that really they're kind of, even though there is a machlokas, each shita kind of needs the other one. Why? Because like we said before, that davar sheish matirin only applies on min b'mina, on min b'she'eino mino. It doesn't apply by min b'mino. So the question would be that according to Rashi, why would that logic exist? You still have the concept of Acha Dechon of Esha Dechon of Ahetha, you can wait till after Shabbos. And according to the Ron, there's a problem, because the Gemara in Daf Dalan and Beitza says that it applies by a suffix even when there's no Biltel. Just the case of a suffix Beitza, the Gemara invokes the logic of Davar Sheish HaMatirin. So according to Rashi, that makes sense, but according to the Ron, it doesn't make sense. So the Rav Elchanan actually explains that kind of they all kind of are working off each other. It's really all one big reason. So just to backtrack over there. So so there's this dev darshi shmati. We'll kind of just work with Rashi's reason for now that atcha tochanu be'isar tochanu be'heter. So the tzlach is our fancy svara that he uses to explain the Gemara on Chavdala Amud Beis. The tzlach says as follows. When I was told this tzlach, I was told it with the following mashal. So what do they tell you in camp? They tell you in camp that gezel shena is the worst isar in the world. Why? Because you can never repay it back. The guy, even if you give back the sleep later, he lost that sleep that he could have had. So the tzlach says that davar shiyesh matirin only makes sense when there's a one-time usage of the object by achila, and when it's a one-shot deal. Why eat it today? Eat it tomorrow. By tiltal, it doesn't make sense. Why? Because even though you're saying I could use it after Shabbos, this usage that I missed today, I can never get back. It's kind of a thing that there's unlimited usage, and if you tell me I can't use it today, I can use it. Yeah, but I'm never going to get this usage back, and therefore he doesn't, and therefore the din of the registration of Matirin doesn't apply by Tilta. That's kind of how he explains the Shita and the Gemara that Safek Muchan is Mutter because by Tilta there's no din of Dover Shesh Matirin, but by Achila there is a din of Dover Shesh Matirin. And so just read the Tzlach inside. You can't make it up. Shemasha metaltal the machar. Alo gam he metaltayim hayeshub metaltal gam la machar. Can you roy lahatir suffik muchan tilta debezek kamdina speak of the rabbanu lekula. And actually, in the note of Yehuda, he uses this. He has a case over there that there's a suffik if a woman has to wait the 3 months of hafchana after her first marriage. And someone wants to apply the din of davar shiyesh matirin there, and once again he uses the same logic and says that you can't say davar shiyesh matirin because that the time that she could have gotten married, she'll never get that back. So it's an interesting logic, but if you go with the tzlach, then that's kind of the logic for the Gemara split between achila and tiltal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is Rabbi Yeshua? I don't see the old clock. What is Rabbi Yeshua saying according to that? Right. Clock is not saying it's not because you first started, which is great, that it's more chomer achila from tilta. This has nothing to do with chomer. This is just a fact.
Right.
So then everyone has to accept it. So what Rabbi Yeshua says, it's us or completely. The machlok is slaving rav is.
Suffolk Tzeda, right?
Yeah.
That didn't Shulchan Aruch. Suffolk Tzeda is us or beyamtif. But Avram says, because Dovish Eshtal Natirin.
Right.
No, because that's a.
That should be achila. No. But
it's achila.
No, but you can't move it either.
Well, there might be. Well, look.
That's what I'm saying. You're paskinning that what it says that Suffolk Tzeda Osir, right?
Yeah.
It's not talking about just eating, it's about moving it too.
Well, then you could say. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So we'll just go to because the Mishnah Berurah on the top source, the Mishnah Berurah says Asuras Ba'Achila Uvetelto.
Yeah. Of
and
that's
but
the Gemara.
So they first want to say that the Mishnah Berurah is not holding like the Svar of the Tzach. The Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that no, if you just had a case, let's say you have a case of a chair that was a busis that became mixed up with other chairs, he says even the Mishnah Berurah would be mowed in that case because there's no achila involved. If it's strictly tiltal, then you would be allowed to use the chairs.
No, that I can agree. You're getting back to that there's a chiluk between tiltal of achila and tiltal
right.
In general.
Right.
I have to find the reason he says that. That I can hear, but I'm
right.
Saying from the Gemara talking about Seda, Rabbi Yeshua can't apply with the tzlach. Is that right?
Why not?
Because there it's tiltal of achila.
When it's going to be awesome Yishum Achila because of Dov Shesh Matirin, so it's also be awesome Betilda.
Right, so the fish should be awesome Betilda.
It is.
So what is the Tzlach saying? He's just explaining Rabbi Gamliel, that's all he's doing. He's not explaining Rabbi Yeshua, though. That's right, I haven't seen the Tzlach inside. Rabbi Yeshua, according to the
Tzlach. Well, I can the Svar version of Rabbi Yeshua, too.
Well, because the Tzlach is making a chiluk between the two. Rabbi Yeshua,
that's when it's Tiltal only the Shem Tiltal.
Yeah, here, okay, no, that I hear.
That's where the stock comes in. There's a chiluk between achila where you have davar shiyesh matirin, and by tiltal that's only the shem tiltal you wouldn't have. But if something is tiltal of an achila, since you asr it, you asr because of the achila shabbat, so they have to asr the tiltal shabbat also.
That's funny. So when people hear this tzlach, they a lot of times they ask on the from the I think he probably says this somewhere. I didn't see this inside, but I think this is the obvious extension. Back to that Gemara that we on Dalan would be is that in the case when they're atzei muktza and you're trying to be mevatel, the Gemara says ein mevatel nesachachila. So the question is, how can you mevatel ein mevatel nesachachila? The Gemara says no, that's only that here it's muktza derabanan. So the Gemara asks of Ashi the Amar called Davar Shishal Matirin. I feel the door banal lobato my kalameir. So the Gemara asks from Davar Shishal Matirin. So the question on the tzlach is that, and the Gemara gives another answer, a separate answer, whatever. So the question on the tzlach is that why would you use Davar Shishal Matirin? They were not talking about eating it.
We're only unless Ishtam Shusim eating is the same thing.
So the lomus of the tzlach would still apply in this case. It applies to any case that's a one-time usage. And over there, you're talking about burning up. You're talking about using up the firewood. Therefore, why use the firewood today? You could use it after Shabbos. It's only a one-time usage. So that I think I'm sure he says that somewhere. But that's an obvious extension of the tzlach.
Even though he's talking about where it fell into the fire, fell off the tree into the fire.
What was?
Isn't that the case?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah.
So we're gonna use it tomorrow. It's gonna be burnt up by tomorrow.
No, it fell off the. Oh, tochat. Tanur.
Right? It fell off the tree, but it was muktzah. Those branches were muktzah because it wasn't mukha mer Shabbos. Right. Or mer Yom Tov.
I think so. The fire wasn't lit yet. I don't think the fire was lit yet. I think it fell into the oven and you just want to use the oven now. So saying that why.
Well, that certainly would imply that ovens would be derabanan. Let's say Yisham. You're right. It's a mukhtzah be derabanan and you would be mavatlan, so it's not mukhtzah anymore.
So you say if they. You can still save it and use it tomorrow.
Right.
That's the mercy. Okay.
Right. Okay. So the last thing I'll talk about is the din of Svek Sveka. So the I think we saw this earlier that even though Safek Muchan is Aser, so the Ramah quoted the Shulchan Aruch quoted the din of Safek Muchan Biyantar Sheni is much because it's a Svek Sveka. So there's a whole question about and this actually Svek Svek on Davar Shishal Matirin, and so the Ramah in Siman Kuf Yud said he says Yesham Davar Shishal Matirin ain lahatir mikach Svek Sveka, that you should not be matir for Davar Shishal Matirin by Svek Sveka. So the Taz and the Shach both asked the Ramah is that why in Hilchos Yantif over there did he say it was mutter? He didn't comment on the Shulchan Aruch, but over here he says it's aser. So it's the Taz says that the split is one was an issue deraisa derabanan. There's I think that what was interesting over here is that also the Shach brings in many ways to answer this question, but the question I think was whether how you view Yontif Sheni, whether it's I guess we'll just read inside. The Shach me Yukash the Orchaim Son Rav Kedivrei Mechav the Safek Mukhuyat Hashini Mutter Bishon Davis Shekseka Avedavishon Avakav Davis Davishishon Vudivrei Ram Shekseka Sharefu Avshalom Adishani Hasan Mukhasa Ranam Misham Kivin Danan Lov Dini Antoshini El Misham Minag Avasinu Lo Machmarina Tfei Meinayu Vechihek to do Safek Lidi Danan Misafek Avali Shekseka Avakav Dama Yishak Mikomakam Yantav Shani the Enu El Minag Ukma Adina. It's a tzorach, and I didn't really understand.
Well, the second word is he's saying is that when they made the gzera, or not the gzera, when it was created, the shtei yom tovos goes that we keep, so nothing is more chomer. That's not all Rishonim agree to that. That I'll talk about next week. but some Rishonim hold that it can't be more chomer. So that's he's saying, it can't be more chomer.
Right. Okay. Okay, that's really it. That's fine.
What you said till now is perfect. It's very good.
Thank you.
Say, if you know it, you know it.
Yeah, it's good.